Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Yeah, absolutely. There we go. Little bit of Mr. Wives with Our Own House here on 2FM. Before I forget as well, speaking of Mr. Wives, you know, Mr. Wives are going to be on Nikki and Jenny tomorrow.
No way.
So that's going to be pretty cool. That's right, Kier. So if that sounds like it might interest you, you must check out Nikki and Jenny tomorrow. Mr. Wives are going to be on with them doing their thing. It'll be fun. But anyway, I just thought I would mention that to you. It seemed appropriate given that we just played Mr. Wives, you know? Anyway, what's going on, everyone? My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
And of course, a big thanks to Louise for the last 2 hours. Let's give her a big round of applause. Right, there is a busy show tonight. There's a lot of stuff going on. For example, in just a second, we're going to be playing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, which is a chance for you, straightforward enough, to win back your license fee. Do you think you could come on? Do you think you could come on and get 10 correct answers in 60 seconds? Well, if you do, then here's what you have to do. 51552 is the number. 51552. Start your message with the word quiz. Give us your name, age, and where you're from. Send it in. And hey, maybe you'll be coming on and playing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Also on the way between now and 11, Kira and I are going to be doing the wrap-off. Kira and I get a classic or very well-known piece of hip-hop slash rap and rap it. So I know you're all going to enjoy hearing that. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear two awkward white people rapping?
It's going to be fantastic.
It is, yeah. So how about this? I'll play you some Maroon 5, some Wiz Khalifa on the verse with Payphone. We'll come back. We'll do the Win Back Your License Fee. We'll get Monday going. How does that sound? All right. Joining us on the phone is another wonderful lady. Let's give a big round of applause to Emer, who's on the phone. Emer, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can't complain.
Emer,
all
you
is
sound
good.
Like a positive woman.
Yeah, of course, definitely. Even though it's Monday.
Yeah, Jesus. You're really positive, actually. I think you're the most positive person we've ever had just from that hello. You can tell an awful lot.
Good energy, Emer. Good energy.
Yeah, definitely.
Emer, where are you in the world?
I'm in Banher in County Offaly.
Oh, very nice, very nice. And anything? Do you do anything interesting with yourself?
Well, I'm a preschool teacher, so I probably need all the energy that I have.
That's what it is.
That's why you're so naturally happy and lovely.
You're like exactly. Watching Disney TV. That's what it's like talking to you, like in a nice way. You're so positive.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I break into song every now and again, just like the, you know, Disney
good,
movies.
Good, good, exactly, yeah, excellent.
Emer, what was the name of Matilda's teacher in the Roald Dahl? This isn't one of your questions, by the way. In the Roald Dahl movie, Matilda, Mrs. Honey.
Miss Honey?
Was it Miss Honey?
We're going to find out right now.
Because I think, Chris, that we have our very own Miss Honey on the phone right now.
Do you think? Was she a really nice teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
She was really sweet and lovely.
Miss Honey.
Not Miss Trunchbull anyway, no way.
You're not. You definitely don't sound like a Miss Trunchbull.
Miss Trunchbull was the bitch, wasn't she?
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, she was.
Miss Honey was the sound teacher that like encouraged Matilda and stuff, wasn't she?
And the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
I'm glad we've got that cleared up.
All right then. Well, that's good. Well, look, how was the weekend, Emer? All good?
All good, yeah, quite enough. I've had a couple of crazy weekends the last while, so yeah, no, I deserved a nice quiet one this weekend.
Definitely. So I just want to keep talking to Emer now because she's really sound, generally the people we get on the phone aren't that sound or like, you know, positive, but look.
A lot of them are, Chris.
No, they're not.
But anyway.
They're idiots. They are idiots. But look, Emer is not, and I'm happy that we have Emer on tonight. So here's how it's going to work. Emer, you are the first contestant of the week for the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. We're going to... here's how it's going to work. I am going to give you as many questions as I can in 60 seconds, okay? So in 60 seconds, I am going to just fire out questions at you. And there's no negative marking now. There's no negative marking. There's no, you know, game is over if you get an answer wrong or any of that kind of stuff. And the reason I say that is because you might as well say something. Do you understand what I'm saying? You might as well give some answer. However obscene it may seem, you might as well say something. So that's what we're going to do. Kira is going to be keeping a score. Is she going to be keeping a track of everything that's going on? She has pen.
I have my pen ready and everything.
Excellent. Yeah. Red pen for Lamarckan.
Exactly. Well, hopefully it won't be too many reds and will be many.
Oh, no.
Would you have different colours depending on what you're marking, Emer?
not really. No, I just have stamps with smiley faces on them because you know the kids are small.
See, that's it. I think if I was that age and I got like red marks, it would wreck me. You know what I mean? I'd be really sad.
No, you couldn't do that. You couldn't. You'd be all positive all the time. Yeah, as much as they would try you sometimes, you really have to be just smiley faces all the time.
I'd say Chris, as a preschooler, would have really annoyed you. All right.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. It would have been intolerable. Yeah, I would have.
Boys are hard to manage. All right. Yeah.
No, he would have been hard to manage. You'd just be like, God, there's something wrong with this kid.
Are boys more difficult than girls in preschool?
They can be. They're just different, the way that they act and the way that they learn. You know, the boys are really active, like they need to keep going all the time, and girls are happy to just sit and chill out, and you know, they learn that way. So sometimes it can be difficult. Yeah.
Do you find the girls, you say they're different, like do you find the girls like making comments about like your clothes and stuff like that, even like at that age? Are they like, oh, wearing that dress again? Or is there like, are they not in tune with that yet?
No, they're not like that at all, really. Oh, they're too young, really, to know. I suppose they just, like, if you have something pretty on, they'll tell you.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. So sweet.
I wouldn't even do that. Fair enough. All right, well, look, Emer, we will not waste any more of your time. Tell you what we will do. When I start the first question, that is when we will start the clock. Yes, Kira.
Okay. Sorry, before you start, Chris. Yeah. Come here. I was there over the weekend and I was watching different football matches and stuff like that. What was the name of the captain? What's the name of the captain of the current Premier League champions?
Oh, Chelsea.
Yeah.
John Terry.
All right.
Why do you ask that?
No. We've talked about him on the show before, haven't we?
Yeah, so...
John Terry.
Well, Kira, to answer your question, the captain of the current Premier League champions is John Terry.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. Well, now that that's out of the way, are you ready for the first question, Emer?
I am, yeah.
Name the captain of the current Premier League champions.
John Terry.
How many months have 31 days?
Guess.
In eighth.
The town of Athy is in what county?
Meath.
Miley Cyrus played what character on the Disney Channel until 2011?
Hannah Montana.
George North plays rugby for what country?
Oh, England.
What band's current album is Wilder Mind?
Oh, Mumford & Sons.
The Trevi Fountain is in what Italian city?
Rome.
Who plays the character Mrs. Brown in Mrs. Brown's Boys?
Brendan O'Carroll.
Which organ in the human body secretes insulin?
Gallbladder.
How many episodes of Fawlty Towers were made?
Oh, about 12.
Who sings I Really Like You?
Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen.
What Irish comedian played Bernard Black in Black Books?
Dylan Moran.
Tom Hanks won a Best Actor Oscar in 1995 for what film?
Oh, no idea.
Oh.
Well, have a guess.
Mom, a box of chocolates kind of thing?
Forrest Gump,
there
obviously.
You go. There you go. No worries. Well, Kira, you were keeping an eye out on what was going on there.
Indeed.
I was not. I was lost in the moment.
It's very passionate from the both of you, I have to say.
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my God. 8, 9.
9.
No,
is that including the hint? Did you count that? Oh, damn it. Oh, I'm sorry, Emer. God,
no
9.
Problem.
Ah, that's so annoying.
2, 3, 4, 5,
it's really annoying.
6, 7, 8, 9.
It's infuriating.
Legit,
actually.
9. I've just double checked it.
Ah, here.
You got 9, Emer. Right. I am so sorry.
Oh, no Emer, problem.
I
no
am
problem
sorry, too, because you're so positive and you're so, you know, whatever. You're so
bubbly
quick with them.
And lovely.
Yeah. So I'm sorry we couldn't give it back to you tonight, all right?
No problem.
Have a good evening, okay?
Thanks a million.
Thanks, Emer. Bye.
There's Emer. Damn it.
She did well to get how many episodes of Fawlty Towers were made. She said 12 and there were 12 made.
Ah, shut up.
You tell me to shut up?
Yeah.
It's not my fault, Chris.
I'm just in a bad mood.
Maybe
now.
If you had asked the questions in a different manner, maybe she would have got 10.
I ploughed through those
questions. So don't turn it around on me.
I was
and tell
ploughing
me to shut
through
up
those questions. All right, well, there we go. So that's that. So we'll pack this whole game up. Probably won't play any again anymore.
Oh, here we go.
The Windwack Your License Plate quiz is cancelled.
Oh.
We're not playing it anymore.
Okay, Chris.
I quit.
Okay.
In fact, so does Kira.
That's
I'm quitting.
I need the job, Chris,
for
so
both
I
of us.
Won't be quitting.
No, I'm walking out.
Okay.
So that's that.
So the first part of the show on a Monday, Chris, you've decided to quit and you're leaving.
Okay, I'll invoice for less and I'm just not doing the first part of the show. Yeah. So there we go. Well, look, if you ever would like to play, I don't know who's going to be doing the quiz in future because it won't be me. However, if you'd ever like to come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, 51552 is the number. 51552 is the number. Start your message with the word quiz. Give us your name, age and where you're from and send it to 51552. Who knows? Maybe you'll come on. Maybe you'll play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz and you will get 10. Emer was just on and she got 9 out of 10. I mean, that's agonizing. That's so frustrating. But anyway... Yeah, please stop that here.
Well, maybe if you made more of an effort, you know what I was talking about.
You're making me very uncomfortable. That is kind of bad that I don't know them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did, what, 15 months?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I know Mumford & Sons. That was Mumford & Sons with the wolf. And Kira talking about this person. I'm like, I've never seen him before. But apparently, look, I don't know. Anyway, does anyone get that, actually? You've been working in a place where you still don't know who anybody is?
Well, in fairness, Chris, we work in a pretty big establishment.
Yeah, I don't know who anyone in Kira's like, you know him. I don't. I've never seen him before in my life. Who's that guy out there? Oh, it's JJ. Sorry.
That's JJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know who he is. But look, tell you what. How about this? On the way for you in just a second, I have a Gorgon City with Here For You. And then we better get to the wrap-off. I mean, big deal. You know, Kira and I, we get an odd rap track or whatever. Something, you know, classic that everyone will know. But maybe something that you mightn't have heard in a while. Tonight we're doing Jay-Z's Izzo, which is brilliant.
You'll recognise it when you hear it.
Yeah, most definitely. Anyway, that is on the way in just a second. It's time we got right into it. I'm nervous tonight, and you know why I'm nervous? Because I'll explain to you. Every Monday, Kira and I, we do a wrap-off. We get a rap track. We wrap it in our own unique, inimitable way. Quite frankly, it's wonderful. However, I'm really, really nervous because I can't remember if I listened to make sure we didn't say the N-word.
Well, there was no N-word in it, so...
Are you sure?
100% positive.
Okay, because literally every time before we play it, I go through it and I go, okay, we didn't
say
the N-word.
There definitely wasn't, unless you did a different verse to the verse that I did.
No, I didn't.
Well,
I did the first verse.
Okay, we're all right. Don't worry. I promise you.
Okay.
I promise you, Chris.
Yeah, I always get a little nervous. I don't know why.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put you out there, hang you out to dry. Do that, Chris.
I don't know. As a noted racist that you are, you might just slip in the N-word into the track. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, no, we're good. I promise you.
Phew. All right. Well, then good. That actually does make me feel better. Well, look, here's how this is going to work. You're going to hear, I guess we're all going to hear, two versions of Jay-Z's verse in Izzo. Now, I know you know the track I'm talking about. Everybody knows this track. It was massive. I don't even know when this was. 90-something. JJ, when was this track? Jay-Z's Izzo. JJ's going to look that up. But I'll tell you, I'll explain to you what was going on and what we're going to do now, okay? Oh, 2001. Wow, was that really? I thought it was older. Well, there you go. Well, look, you're going to hear my version. You're going to hear Kira's version. And then you're going to have to decide who did better. It really is that simple and that straightforward. So, Kira, I will give you the honor of deciding who goes first tonight. So, please... make the decision. Should I go first? Should you go first?
I think that what I'm going to do here is I think I'm probably going to go first because I ad-libbed at the start. Like, we were completely and utterly original with this track. We did the ad-lib at the start. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, we did the like, yo, thanks for coming out tonight and
yeah,
all that. Yeah,
mine sounds so white and so Irish.
Okay.
That I kind of figure, let's just get mine over and done with, okay?
Maybe with this strategy, the ad-lib of yours goes at the very start. Then there's your verse. Then there's my ad-lib and my verse. Maybe when it gets to voting, people will have forgotten. Is that what you're kind of going for?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. But you still don't think
it was... Is that what you think that I'm doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what, the people will forget how bad my... How do you know my rap's going to be bad? What if my rap is absolutely brilliant?
Well, you aren't exuding a whole lot of confidence.
Well, because I'm a cool individual, Chris, okay?
You sure
but
are.
But like when you're trying to ad-lib a rap track from 2001 by Mr. Jay-Z, when you don't really have any rap experience as such...
You have two years of rap experience.
Yeah, but it's difficult.
Have you ever heard a cool individual describe themselves as a cool individual? I think if you describe yourself as a cool individual, you are not a cool individual.
Because we both know that I'm not a cool individual.
All right, here we go. So, Kira, here's your version first. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. The flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Ho. Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For shizzle my nizzle, used to dribble down on VA. Was herbing him in the home of the turpins. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plus if they were short with cheese, I would work with them. Boy and we got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers. I was burping him. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For sheezy my easy, keep my arms so breezy. Can't leave rap alone, game needs me. Haters want me clapped and chromed, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, they wanna box me in. But somehow I beat them charges like Rocky. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. Not guilty, he who does not feel me is not real to me. Therefore he doesn't exist, so poof. The moose, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like, that was pretty good.
I'm kind of happy with that.
That was solid. That was very good. I know what you mean about the ad-lib, but otherwise it was pretty decent.
Don't be negative.
No, I'm not. It was good.
Well, the first line of the ad-lib wasn't my finest hour. I was nervous, but then I got into it by the second line.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, that's going to happen to even the best of us here. You know, I mean, we're going to kind of get a little better as the verse goes on. But I tell you, that was decent. So there was Kira's version.
Oh,
now we're
going
to hear my version.
Here we go.
You have to decide who did better. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. The flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Hove. Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down the VA. Was urban them in the home of the Turpins. Got it dirt cheap from them. Plus, if they short with cheese, I would work with them. Boy, and we got rid of the dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers, I was barping them. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For sheezy, my kneesy, keep my arms so breezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Haters want me clapped and chromed, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, DA wanna box me in, but somehow I beat them charges like Rocky. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. Not guilty, he does not feel me, not real to me, therefore he doesn't exist. So proof, vamoose, son of a bitch.
Here.
I think we both did good.
Do you know the way you quit, right?
Quit there, what?
After the win back your license.
Yes.
I quit.
So now we've both quit.
Yeah, well.
In one show. This is not good.
No, I quit.
JJ, you're going to have to finish off the show tonight.
That was phenomenal.
Both heading home.
Chris, that was phenomenal. No, I'm sorry now. That was just absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
No, it was.
Okay. Well,
like it was just, it was brilliant.
Don't influence the voters too much.
Yeah.
Are you endorsing me in the wrap-off? Is that what's going on here?
I would like to win, but you know, I'm a fair lady in a lot of ways.
You are my fair lady.
I'm fair, and that was awesome. Well done.
Well, okay,
that
fair
sounds
enough.
Like a rap track.
Thanks. Maybe I should release it. Maybe I should buy the rights to it. They'd only be, what, a few million maybe? I'm sure I could buy it and reissue it.
On your salary in RT, yeah. Of course.
Look, I'm going to go to the head people in RT and be like, look, this is a good move. We need to spend 2 million buying the rights to this track. It should probably be more to buy.
I would imagine so.
All right. Well, here's what we have to do now. You have to decide who did better. 51552 is the number. Did Chris do better? Did Kira do better? That's the important decision here.
We will take all sorts of votes tonight. I will be taking any sort of vote that I can get. You can vote on Twitter. My Twitter is at I am Kira King. Chris's Twitter is at Hey Chris Green. And make sure to tag at RT2FM as well.
That's fair enough. I mean, do all
or
of that.
Or also 51552 if you'd like to get in contact and, you know, let us know who you thought won the wrap off tonight. Very difficult decision, in fairness, after listening to those two tracks.
It is, though. Like,
oh,
I mean,
Chris,
it's not clear cut.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, there's times where you come in here and it's dog shit. However, tonight
okay,
was not one of those
that's
times.
That's a little bit harsh.
This was not, oh wow.
And I concentrated so hard. Do you know that I even downloaded that onto my iTunes earlier so I could practice it? Because
oh,
I wasn't
wow.
really that familiar with the track.
Oh wow. And it's time we just plowed right into this and got to some people's votes. Let me see. I'm overwhelmed. How about we take a call from, let me see who's here. Dammy, that's an interesting name. How are you, man?
Not too bad yourself, man.
Good. Can't complain. Well, Dammy, you are the first man to give an opinion of the evening. What do you think? Who did better tonight? Did Chris do better or did Kira do better?
That wrap-up, Chris, you did so much better.
Oh,
That was flawless. That was a flawless wrap from you tonight.
Thank you, Dammy.
It was very good.
It was pretty much, you know, just spotless. Like, it was so good.
Okay, cool. Like, thank you. Thanks, man.
Kira wasn't too bad as well. Like, Kira actually did good tonight, so.
Yeah, she did.
Isn't that
so
annoying that I actually did good tonight? And then
just wasn't
Chris
enough.
Was just so above
yeah.
par
yeah.
that he just blew me out of the water.
Chris did awesome, like, but Kira wasn't too bad, like, so. Oh,
thank you, Dammy. Look, that's nice
me,
of you, man. Thank you.
You let me down gently.
Yeah, exactly. You were very nice to Kira. Yeah, you weren't blunt, Dammy, and that's all we can hope for. But look, Dammy, thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome, man.
There we go. That's Dammy, Kira.
Oh, he was sweet.
He was. Well,
I can't even be angry at him. He sounded so sweet.
Let's see if we can keep the sweetness going. Is there a Sarah on the phone? Sarah, hi, how are you? Oh, no, Sarah. Never mind. Well, look, we'll get to her in a second.
We've got loads of Twitter votes anyway. Yeah. Conrad Chris on Twitter says, what vote counting? Kira won tonight. Simple as that. And if not, I'm switching RTE2FM off.
Conrad! For Conrad. God's sake, you can't hijack us like that.
There's no need to be so dramatic. Gav says, very close tonight. Well done. But Kira done it for me, Chris.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Sean says, it's like having to choose your favourite child. I'm okay. Chris won. Off to boarding school with you, Kira. Jameson, Chris, he said you were like Michael Phelps.
Is that good?
Yeah, no, he's an amazing... Yeah.
He's won a few Olympic medals, hasn't he?
A few, a lot. Yeah.
I could win an Olympic medal for rap.
You could.
If it was a sport.
Natalie says, that was close tonight. Seriously, but Chris might have just edged it slightly. Natalie has been very nice to me again.
Sarah is on the phone, I think. Sarah, okay. Who do you think did better?
I am here. Yes, I have to give it to Chris.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. Well, look, Sarah, you're being honest.
I love you. I love you both. I think you do a great job every week. Kira, you were really good, but Chris, you just got that edge over Kira just a little tonight.
Yeah. Sarah, no, I'm not being...
Yeah, I'd agree with Sarah.
I'm
I
not
would.
Being arrogant, but tonight, I was... I mean, like, I had a good night tonight.
Okay, well, don't ruin it for yourself,
Nick. It was a tough one, though. It was a tough one.
It was.
It was.
No, because you know what the weird thing is, Sarah, as well? And I'm not just saying this. Jay-Z is surprisingly difficult to rap to because mm-hmm. you think it's really easy, but he does all this stuff where, like, he pauses for, like, a quarter of a second where you wouldn't usually pause and then does it again. Yeah. It's odd. He has an odd flow, you know what I mean? He really does.
Yeah,
but
no, I can't imagine it's easy at all for the two of you guys. And well, you do a great job every week.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, well, look, have a good evening, Sarah.
Night.
Oh, aww, thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
There's Sarah in Newbridge. Very nice words from Sarah. We get to some more of these votes.
Sure. Crown is on Twitter. Says, that was fantastic, Chris. I loved it. Can we hear it again? Chris gets my vote.
Crown, I will send you a copy personally.
Jonathan on Twitter says, Chris killed it tonight. Kevin says, sorry, Kira, great effort, but Chris was spot on. No exaggeration, but he actually was Jay-Z.
Oh, no.
Ali says, both were good, but Chris was the best. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Monique says, and I'm surprised because I would thought Monique would have voted for you. She says, Kira killed it. She gets my vote. Great wrap off.
That's why you can't listen to Monique. I mean, you never know what's going on with Monique. hey, by the way, actually, JJ, what do you think? I love getting JJ's opinion on this because I always think it's interesting. Here comes JJ. JJ, who do you think did better tonight?
Ye. Well, I'll just pull this over.
Yeah, do.
I thought both of you did really well. Well, Kira, look, your flow was fantastic.
I tried.
Your ad lib was a bit weird, but your flow was really good.
It was spot on.
But probably the best rap off I've ever heard from Chris Green tonight.
Yeah, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
I was outside. I was like, is that actually Jay-Z or what's the story? That could be a track you could release, Chris.
That was
I
really
think we
good.
Should consider it.
And that isn't high enough praise for that
wow.
rap off.
Well, JJ, thank you. Well,
no
there
problem.
You go. Look, I'm not trying to gloat, Kira. Will we say it's a win for me tonight?
No, completely.
All right, well then.
We've actually we've put the wrap off, just yours, Chris, up on SoundCloud and we'll check that
just
out.
Just mine.
Are you serious,
put up Kira's as well.
Yes.
No, oh no, don't worry about my wrap off.
Put up Kira's too.
Sir Chris Green's wrap off up on SoundCloud. Off with it,
yeah.
Hey, you know when you're doing the podcast, JJ, don't bother putting my wrap off at all.
But that was actually
just
the plan
put Chris's. Yeah. Okay.
His was so good.
Okay.
Kira's turned away from JJ. She's not looking at JJ.
I can't even look at JJ right now.
JJ, quick question mm-hmm. for you. When you're doing the podcast,
yes.
can you remove Kira's voice from every clip? Like, just completely?
You might
well,
as
that's
well.
That's what I had planned.
Good.
You might
okay.
as well. Yeah.
Okay. The Chris Show.
Yeah, great.
Okay, we can just sit and rap here to his heart's content.
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe yeah. I'll just do that's 3 hours of rapping every yep. night. Yeah, that would be a good show. By the way, I want to give a big shout out to Sarah and Mark. In their fitness studio, Fit Club, which is in Carlow. What's happening, Sarah and Mark? A big shout out to them. Also, want to say hey to Mike, Emmett, who's in Cavan, as well as that Chris, a namesake of mine, I guess. Also saying hello. What's happening, Chris? Right, let's get down to some business.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Yeah, absolutely. Evening, everybody. All that kind of stuff. 11:05. What's going on? Yeah. Also want to say hey to Nidge, who's in Portlaoise, and someone who says, or maybe it's Nige, also someone who says, can there really be any winners in an Irish rap-off? Yes, there can. And I was the winner earlier. I'm going to stop mentioning that now. Anyway, I'm Chris, this is Kira.
Hello.
Now that that's out of the way, it's time we got down to some serious business. Every Monday we do this because I think it's always fun to do it on a Monday because you know a lot of gossip can have developed over the weekend, a lot of things can have built up, a lot of things can have gone down when you leave people to their own devices and give them some free time. Jesus, the things it can cause. So that leads nicely onto an avenue in which you can share them. A forum in which you'll be able to share them called Dare I Said It. Dare I Said It's very simple. Share something with us and put Dare I Said It at the end of it. Now, maybe this is something that you don't think you could share with normal, polite, right-minded people. Maybe it's something that happened over the weekend. Maybe it's something that happened ages ago. Maybe it's a crazy, ridiculous dream or ambition or opinion you have on something that if you shared it with anyone, they would be like, what the hell is wrong with you, you know? You can do it here.
Or maybe it's a secret that somebody has told you not to tell absolutely anybody,
shit,
but you're absolutely bursting to just tell someone. Well, you can tell myself and Chris.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
We won't tell anybody.
We don't even know who you're talking about.
Exactly.
Unless you give us specific first and last names.
Which you probably shouldn't.
No, in that case we will know. So try not to do that. And share it with us. 51552 is the number. 51552. Share something with us. And put Dare I Said It at the end of it. It's that simple. I mean, I'm telling you, it might sound nearly too simple, but you'll feel better.
And I know for a fact there were so many events on this weekend.
Oh yeah, you
from
know,
weddings
yeah.
to Holy Communions to you name it. So there has to be some goss out there.
I wonder what'll be going down at Holy Communions.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah, you know exactly. Maybe you stole some kid's money. Maybe they had all the money they'd gotten in cards and everything in like a little drawer or something, and you went in and stole it. Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Before we even get into there, I said it. There's a lot of sexual ones tonight, and these are legit
yeah,
texts that we get into the show.
Good Lord. What? Is it one you wanted to read, or?
I don't know. Should we read one of them?
I think that one's all right, isn't it?
That one's all right, but not that one.
No, that's weird.
Am I being a prude, Chris?
No, that's weird. Like, I don't even think we could say that and legitimately get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Will, there's nothing wrong with you. I mean, look.
There's nothing wrong with you at all, Will, whatever you're into.
You're not harming
anybody.
And
I'm sure there's other men out there that have probably thought the same thing.
In fact, I will. Why not? I'll read out Will's text. Some people might find this offensive, but I think it's a legitimate discussion on human sexuality in a sociological context. There we go. Will says, when he's having sex, he likes the idea of eating his own ejaculate. But then once he actually finishes, he doesn't want to at all. Will, that's the oddest thing I've ever
heard. As he says himself, the desire completely vanishes.
Yeah. So I guess, Will,
I don't know. Maybe there's other men out there that feel that way. 51552. Get in touch.
So, Will, while you're in the act, the idea of eating your cum is very exciting. But then when you do cum, you're like, ugh. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I don't know.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know. But that's what Will thinks. Well, you know, I'm sure that's not that shameful. Kira told me she enjoys that.
No, Chris, stop.
Kira said that's quite normal.
I didn't.
When you sent that in, Will, Kira was like, oh yeah, that's normal. Yeah. I've done that for years. She didn't, by the way. Kira didn't say that.
Thank
Kira
you.
Is a lady.
Thank
what the fuck is this?
Also, someone else says, I'd really like to experiment with two of my lad friends. There I said it. Again, nothing wrong with that.
Are you a man or a woman?
Either way, I think that's cool.
That's what I'm saying. Either way, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. But I just wonder, are they male or are they female?
Because that would be more interesting, I guess, if they're the same sex as you.
Mm.
But,
and the two
you
of
know.
Your lad friends. Or
exactly.
If you're a girl, I would imagine two of your lad friends would be absolutely delighted. I don't
They'd
know.
Be up for it. If you're the girl, right, and you have two lad friends, and you said, look, lads, would you both come around? And they would, definitely. Well, most definitely. No question. Mike says, I don't know what a tracker mortgage is. There I said it. I'm not sure either, Mike. Mm. I'm not entirely sure.
Surely the ad on TV will help you, Mike.
Yeah. Someone says, my acting mentor told me I got an acting course before publishing the results. Nobody is meant to know. There I said it. Oh, well, laddie.
Well, no. That's congratulations, first of all. But I'd say, you know, that's okay because you have to put plans in action if you have got the course in July.
Yeah.
You know?
Obviously, he's telling the people that got it maybe because he wants them to be there for it. Maybe, you know, maybe that's just my take on the whole thing. Someone says, my friend says he's not voting on Friday. There I said it. Well, look, I mean, I think it's important that you vote, however it is you choose to vote. But I think, you know, you'd be foolish not to vote because, you know, if you don't vote, as they say, you can't complain. I don't know if I fully agree with that either, but you should definitely vote if you are registered to vote. It would be silly of you not to, you know.
Exactly.
It would be.
Oh, this is a sad one.
Yeah.
Somebody says, no one likes me, and I don't think that I'll ever be in a relationship of any significance in the near future.
Oh.
There I said it. Well, first of all, that is not true. Surely people like you. And also, don't give up hope. Maybe you will be in a relationship of some significance in the near future. You never know. Chris, are you you for real?
Sorry.
I need you to be a little bit sensitive tonight, Chris, okay?
I'm sorry. You're right, Texter.
God.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood a bit. Texter, as Kira says, you're probably being...
overly dramatic. Yeah,
I would say there are... I used to think no one liked me. But probably people still don't.
Kind of true.
But I think I do have a few friends, you know? Like, I don't think I have many friends. And I do think a lot of people don't like me. Like, people I just meet in a day-to-day basis.
But I also
basis.
Think that you think that people don't like you.
See, this is also...
No, Chris, I think you're one of those people that thinks that people don't like you. And you kind of bug me. Because I'm like, you won't give them a chance because straight away you're like, nope, they don't like me, so fuck them. Do you know what I mean? That's you. And I'm like, Chris, give them a chance. And you never listen to me. And then like 7 months down the line, you're like, hey, Kira, you know that person I told you was a dickhead? Oh, they're actually really sound. I'm like, well, if you listened to me 7 months ago, Chris, you'd realise that.
No, Texter, Kira's dead right. I'm awful for that.
You're really bad
I'm so bad for thinking no one likes me. And then inventing in my head all these reasons why they don't like me, if you get me. I'd be in my head, I'd be like, no, the way they did X, Y, and Z, and the way they said that other thing, and no, they hate me, and I hate them, and then I'll, you know, be so negative about them every time I'm talking about them, when realistically, they probably never had any opinion of me whatsoever. But Texter, I hope you don't feel too lonely, you're dead right. Also, Val, you are a wimp, I'm sorry. Val says, I was having sex with a girl over the weekend, and during it she started shouting, pump me. I was so shocked I had to stop. Val!
Well, Val, what did you think you were doing, like?
What kind of man are you? If you're in the middle of some business...
Maybe he'd never heard pump me before.
Ah, Val. Come on now, Val. Was it your first time? Because that's about the only thing I could think that would cause you to react like that.
Maybe Val's a very gentle lover. You know, maybe Val doesn't want to pump it, Chris. Can I just point out that I would really appreciate your text messages tonight?
Yeah, I suppose Kira would.
Somebody says, I would love to have a threesome with Kira and my fiancé. There, I said it.
Hey, look. Hey, you know. Kira, if you want to do that.
There you go. The offer's there.
Someone says, guys, maybe Val is a woman. Yeah, either way, it's still, you know, if they were in the middle of having sex with someone, I don't think that's that weirdest thing that they could have said. If anything, the person who said it probably felt very self-conscious about.
If you stopped.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, 51552. Share something with us. You get the idea from these texts we're reading out. You get what it is we're looking for. There I said, a chance for you to put it out there without anybody having to know. You see what I mean? Also, friend of the show, Alan, fell down the stairs over the weekend. He says he's lucky he wasn't hurt.
Oh, dear.
Jesus, you are, Alan. I'm glad to hear you're all right. Poor old Alan. At least you weren't hurt, exactly.
I was at a party once, right? And I fell down the stairs. And my friends described it as, you know, the start of the EastEnders theme tune. They're like, oh no, Kira's dead, but we're really enjoying this party. Kira, you all right? And I'm like, I'm fine, guys, I'm fine. I'm fine.
And you weren't dead, it turns out.
No, I wasn't.
Well, that's good.
One hell of a bruise, though. But that was good.
I want to give a shout out to friend of the show, Conrad, who looks like he had a really interesting weekend. You know, Conrad's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he didn't send you that picture. He sent me some picture.
Oh dear.
On Twitter.
I don't want to see it. Thank you.
Look at it. Can you see that on my screen?
No, I'm good.
Wowee. Look at that.
What is that?
It's a woman, like, it's through a woman. No, you can't see it. I'm going to retweet it because it's very interesting. So Conrad, you're a photographer. Is that kind of your job? Do people commission you to do like nude photo shoots with them and stuff?
Okay. Before you even say another word, Chris. No.
I'm going to buy a big Canon SLR camera.
Nope.
Then I will do that.
Nope. Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I saw a blonde-haired girl behind the counter in a chipper on Saturday night that I really fancied. There I said it.
Oh.
Well, you're going to have to give us some more info now because there's countless chippers across the country. How are we going to narrow it down for you? And maybe this blonde-haired girl is listening to the show right now.
Maybe she is. And maybe she would hear this and be like, I remember a weird guy staring at me. He was kind of cute, though. I'd consider doing him. You never know.
You never know.
We are actually having a very interesting evening with some of these. There I said it. All of you bearing your soul tonight.
And thank you. We do appreciate it, in fairness. Somebody says, I have a micro pig in a box in the boot of my car. There I said it.
I hope he's okay.
I hope the micro pig is okay and is getting enough air and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, what's he doing in there? Good Lord. But that is interesting nonetheless. Micro pigs look very amusing.
Oh, and the guy who texts in to say that he saw a gorgeous blonde and a chipper over the weekend said, all right, the chipper was in Thomastown and Kilkenny.
Okay, we're getting there.
So if you were a hot blonde girl that happened to be in the chipper in Thomastown and Kilkenny over the weekend, the guy behind the counter fancied you.
This is like your pretty woman moment. This is going to change everything. Also, someone says, I heard my friend collapse upstairs and just said, F it, I can't be arsed going up there. Turns out he had fainted. When he eventually came downstairs, I pretended to be surprised.
Mike, you're a bad friend.
Jesus, are you all right? I thought I heard something there. Jesus, imagine you heard him collapse and just didn't go up anyway. Imagine you were sitting downstairs and you're like, he's probably fine. Like, it's probably nothing serious. He could have been having a heart attack.
He could have.
Mike.
Will, the cum guy, as he's been called, Chris, has texted back in to say, Will here again, the only unnatural sexual behaviour is none at all. Sigmund Freud.
That is true.
That is very,
that's
true.
Very true. And I like how Will is now being referred to as that, by the way.
I know.
In the texts. You know that lad who needs to come? Yeah, well, there you go, Will. I don't know if you're alone, though. Because I think one or two other people agreed. That was it, though. I'm not going to pretend we had loads of agreement, Will. We didn't. It seems like certainly a niche thing. But hey, look. Whatever
you're into.
Yeah. Also, Emmett, I don't know if I want to believe this story. Because if it is, then I'm really annoyed with you. I want to believe that this is fake. Emmett says, I got offered a threesome with my fiancé and her best friend who's a girl and turned it down because I only wanted to have sex with my fiancé.
Oh, Emmett, you're a good guy.
Emmett, you're the worst guy.
I just think you're a stand-up citizen of Ireland, Emmett, and well done you. You believe in love and, you know, monogamy and all that sort of stuff. Well done.
That's what I think of
okay,
you.
Okay, of course. Emmett.
All right. We might leave it there. But thank you all for your... Also, friend of the show, Conrad, who's a photographer, now just keeps sending me nude photos he's taken of women. Thank you, Conrad. That is... that is quite enough. Kira's also getting them, I've noticed.
Yeah, yeah, I am.
It's another one now in your Twitter timeline. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I also want to say hey to friend of the show, Kevin, who's checking in. We'll leave it there. Apparently Beyonce and Nicki Minaj have a very risque new video out.
They released it on Tidal, of course.
See, that's why Tidal is going to really step up its game.
But seemingly people weren't happy with it being released on Tidal. They weren't feeling it, seemingly.
No, of course not initially. But then when that's the only place you can get this content, then they're suddenly going to be like,
the track is called Feeling Yourself.
It's basically them in like an inflatable swimming pool.
Oh, is it? Have you seen it?
I've seen clips of it, yeah. Okay. I've seen GIFs.
Of course you have.
No, I've seen GIFs of it on Twitter or whatever. And it just seems to be that, basically. And them, like, doing the usual phallic things, like shooting water guns at each other and kind of squirting them. And, you know. You get the idea. Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Kira are going to do a version as well.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
It's going to be very sexy.
I'm Beyonce, okay?
Sure, I'll be Nicki.
Okay.
I'll be Nicki Nick. Anyway.
All right. Yeah. Chris, I came across this survey today.
Yes.
I found very interesting for a lot of reasons, actually.
Okay.
And it's a survey that was released and it kind of claims people with these particular names are the most likely to cheat in a relationship.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me guess.
No, hold on.
Does it have man and woman names?
Man and woman. So we'll start with the women names, okay?
Don't tell me them.
Okay, well then turn off your screen.
Okay, sure. I would gladly turn it off.
All right.
Can I try and guess them?
Yes, but before I say this, now this isn't like massively scientific research by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. It was done by a dating website called Gleeden.com. I'm nearly sure probably we had the founder on a couple of years back because it's a site for extramarital dating, aka cheating.
Yeah.
And they have revealed the names of its most kind of prolific cheaters. Obviously, they did a correlation of the people that go onto this site and did an average of the different female names and male names. So they asked 4,000 members for their real first name. Because obviously a lot of these people are going on to this website and not giving their real name, obviously, because they're either in relationships or married or whatever. And so they did up this survey.
Okay,
so
hold on.
So do you want to have a look at the top five most unfaithful names for both males and females? We'll start
for
with
women,
females.
I guarantee you one is Jessica. Guarantee you. I haven't looked at it, but
okay.
I just guarantee you.
We'll start at five.
Okay.
We'll start at number five, okay? The top five most unfaithful names, let's say, according to this site. And I'm very surprised by this. It's Rebecca.
So that's number five.
That's number five.
I wouldn't have thought Rebecca's.
No, Rebecca's, to me, are really wholesome, sound, smart.
Yeah, girls. Rebecca's are sound.
You know?
I have no problem with Rebecca's.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number four.
Yeah.
Olivia.
Huh, I would have thought Olivia is kind of like wholesome and kind of, you know, good. Like a Rebecca kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would have thought as well. Number three, Chris.
Yeah.
Amy.
Really? Again, yeah. That's a really innocent name. I would have thought Amy would be, again, a kind of a... Yeah.
Innocent. Did you know Amy's?
I'm telling you, Jessica has to be on this list.
Okay.
Jessica's her hose.
Chris.
I don't know how. I just know that.
How do you know this?
I just know.
Did you score a lot of girls called Jessica or something?
They are hoes.
Chris, you cannot say that without backing, you know, it up.
I guarantee you that's on this list and I haven't seen this list.
Okay.
I guarantee you Jessica's in there.
Number two, Chris. Do you want to know what number two is? On this list of most unfaithful
female names. Let me try and guess.
Female names.
Sarah.
No. Number two.
Yeah.
Is Jessica.
No way! I knew it! I knew it and I hadn't seen that list beforehand. We hadn't done this in advance or whatever. I knew Jessica would be on there.
Why, Chris?
Jessica's are hoe ass girls.
Chris.
They are. Chris, I knew that would be on there. I thought it would be number one.
I would like to apologise to any lovely girls called Jessica that are listening to the show right now.
They're
51552 if you want to text in and tell Chris that he is wrong.
They're utter hoes.
Oh my God, Chris, stop.
I knew Jessica would be on there. I knew the name Jessica would be on this list.
Okay, do you want to give a wild guess to what is number one then?
Okay, hold on. So there's... Okay, Rebecca.
Rebecca is number five. Yeah. Olivia is number four. Amy, number three. Jessica, number two. And number one, Chris.
Okay, in list of women who are unfaithful. Hold on. Give me a second.
Now, these are female and male UK subscribers as well, by the way.
I said Sarah, didn't I? I already guessed that. Okay, so Sarah's not on there. Give me another one. Give me one more second.
Okay, so bear in mind, of course, that there is no actual scientific evidence to back up this website's claims, all right? So don't worry if your name is featured above or, you know, your other half's name or anything like that, all right? And again, I would like to apologise to any Jessica's listening.
This name, this one that's left, is it Old Testament or New Testament? Like, is it
new.
Okay.
It'd be very American, I would say.
Okay, Megan.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Are you?
There you
Jesus
go.
Jesus, Chris.
I swear I didn't look at that. I know my hose.
Okay, Chris, I really wish you'd stop saying that.
I have not seen that list. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to be smart, and we're not doing this as a radio bit. Is that not amazing? I got the first two names.
Yeah, you did. It says
Jessica.
Say more about you,
Megan's
Chris.
Are hose.
Chris, no, would
that's
you
it.
Stop it?
They are. And I'm not saying that to be controversial or whatever.
Well,
they are hoes.
Let's get down to the male names.
Ho-ass bitches.
Okay, stop. Here is the top five list of most unfaithful names, okay?
Okay, I guarantee you Chris is on there.
We're going to start with number five.
Yeah.
Eric?
Okay, fair enough.
Number four?
Yeah.
Anthony.
Really?
Yeah.
Anthony.
I think
Anthony's a lovely wholesome name.
I thought so too. But anyway, according to this website, this one's surprising. Maybe not really though, if you're kind of looking at Made in Chelsea sort of vibe. Charles,
okay.
Charlie. Charlie's a kind of cheeky.
Yeah, I guess Charles isn't. Charles is very posh, but I suppose Charlie usually rides.
Yeah,
you know? Fair enough. Yeah.
Number two.
Okay.
Christopher.
No way.
Yep.
Well, look. There you go.
Number two.
I thought it would have been number one.
On this list of most unfaithful names or people most likely to cheat. Number two is Christopher.
Okay, now who is number one?
Do you know there's Jessica's all over the country going, "If you, Chris."
No.
You're
Jessica's
a
hoes.
Well,
and Megan's.
Christopher's are obviously, and Chris's are obviously hoes.
I guess
male
so.
Male sluts then so.
Okay, hold on. Who is number one? Male
you'll never
name?
Get this.
Okay.
You'll never
is it
get
is
this.
It like a new name or an old name?
It's a I would say new name.
Chad.
No.
Okay, hold on. Thomas.
No.
Edward.
No.
Is it one of those kind of names though?
No.
Is it American?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Oh, interesting.
If you get this, I'll just be like, what?
Okay. What letter does it begin with?
N.
N. Nathan.
Yes.
There you go. I know
number
my
one
judging names.
On the top five most unfaithful names for males is Nathan. So number five, we have Eric. Number four, Anthony. Number three, Charles. Number two, Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, Nathan.
Wowee.
Wow, you know a lot about...
I swear I hadn't seen that list. I had not seen that list. Because for fun, Kieran and I like genuinely don't show each other this stuff. There you go. I know my host.
Again, can I just reiterate, don't worry if your name is featured above. It does not mean that you're unfaithful. Or if your other half's name features above, it does not mean that they are unfaithful.
Those names, though, are such whole names.
It was a non-scientific survey done by the website Gleeden.com, which is a site for extramarital dating.
Well,
so, as
there
I said,
you go.
Cheating.
Wow. I was bang on, unfortunately. Look, can I say? I'm a great judge of character. Evidently.
Somebody says, I have to concur with Chris or his views regarding Jessica's. My name is Jessica and I'm a complete hoe. Seriously, man. My daughter's name is Megan. She is 8. I'm crying now.
Oh.
And then somebody says, did some Jessica jilt you, Chris?
No, not at all. It's just Jessica's and Megan's, for that matter, are hoes.
Chris.
No question.
You have to back it up with some sort of evidence. You can't just say that.
Well, this evidence right here.
Somebody says, funny enough, Chris and Jessica were both number 2. I don't know.
Wowee. Well, look, there you go. All right. Well, I'm glad we had this chat. Pity Kira didn't feature. God, I'd go on about that forever if Kira had featured. Would never stop.
Don't you worry, Chris. Yeah. I looked up that site before.
Yeah, I'd say you did. It. I'd say before you even brought this up,
before
you already
even
knew.
Brought it up.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, there you go. Interesting. 51552, if you'd like to get in contact. Constantine says, I'm annoyed my name is not there. Well, Constantine, it's not really a particular honor to be there, you know. I wouldn't feel like you're missing out. It's a very interesting name, though. I'm sure that's your real name as well. I'm sure you didn't send that in. I just think this is really funny because Kira, I don't know how we got onto this, but Kira's showing me pictures of Britney Spears trying to smile. She's actually really bad at it, you're right.
It's awful.
It's funny.
No, it's not, because I'll tell you what, she was well able to do it before, but then when, you know, Britney had a bit of a breakdown and she came back, she looks really awkward and uncomfortable and like she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, and, she does.
There's obviously a picture of herself and Iggy Azalea at the Billboard Awards. And first of all, Iggy Azalea's face is completely changed, by the way. I don't know if you noticed, but she's definitely had worked on her face.
I thought she was a different person.
Yeah, which is really sad because Iggy Azalea is a beautiful looking girl.
Yeah, she was a riot.
And there's Britney Spears smiling really awkwardly beside her and you're just like, oh my God, it's really sad actually.
Sorry, I'm just laughing because like Britney Spears is so bad at smiling and you'd think with a woman of her level of like whatever, you know, fame and experience in the film and whatever, like being photographed kind of industry, that like she'd be better at smiling. She reminds me of me when we have to do like press photos.
Yeah, but this has been a kind of a regular occurrence over the past couple of years. She just looks really awkward in photo shoots.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
She literally reminds me of when me and Kira have to do these stupid press things and we have to stand there and be like...
Okay, out of that picture of Iggy Azalea and Britney Spears, which one is me and which one is you?
You're Iggy because you can smile slightly better.
Really?
You know, and like you look a bit more cool. And then I have this stupid grin on my face and I look like an idiot. Whenever we do any of those things and then photos come out, I'm like, oh,
I know.
I look so bad. So I know how Britney feels. Me and her need to work on our smile. You know, we need...
Maybe you should hook up with Britney Spears and maybe the two of you should, you know, get lessons or something.
We could awkwardly smile together at cameras and like look really weird. Look like two Cheshire cats, you know. But anyway, there you go. Sorry. That's what we were doing there while that song was going on. I was looking at pictures of Britney Spears trying to smile. But anyway, on the way for you... Oh, loads of stuff going on. There is Chris Brown with a new track, When Deoro. 5 more hours. It was very cool.
You know, amazingly, sorry, very quickly before we
go ahead.
I just found it hilarious. You know, all this Chris Brown stuff over the past couple of years has not been positive. It's obviously been very negative because Chris Brown hasn't really learned from his mistakes as such.
Sure.
And there's a picture of Chris Brown with his baby girl. The way the media fawned over it just made me a little bit sick.
Oh, because they're all like, isn't he so cute?
Yeah.
Isn't he such a good dad?
Yeah, amazingly so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There you go. Oh, God. Baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Yeah. There we go. Taylor Swift, Bad Blood here on 2FM. By the way, did you hear that, like, this was a diss at Katy Perry or
the
something?
The video, seemingly.
I'm amazed. I didn't think Tay-Tay was into that kind of stuff.
Who's Tay-Tay?
Taylor Kier.
Oh my God, Chris, you're calling her Tay-Tay now?
Yeah.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
That's what she's called on the internet.
No, there's lots of rumours circulating, all right, that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift had a falling out not so long ago. And there's been some beef thrown at each other through different articles and stuff like that. And Taylor has obviously just released this Bad Blood video, which I haven't seen yet. But seemingly there's a host of very famous models and actors. Lena Dunham is in it. Cara Delevingne. Taylor herself. And seemingly, now this is just probably people trying to poke shit, if you know what I mean, or stir shit, shall I say, that the video is supposed to be in retaliation to the feud with Katy Perry. And Katy Perry's like, I don't care. Like, it's not about me. And, you know, Taylor can do whatever she wants. But people are loving the video on Twitter. I haven't watched it.
Katy Perry called her desperate, though. Amazingly. Wowee. There you go.
Katie Perry says more to it than that. But
no, but Katie says like that it's really desperate.
A source says that Katy Perry said that.
Oh, did she not say it?
No.
Oh, interesting.
You see,
oh,
this is it. Like, and there's all these articles and, you know, putting Taylor Swift against Katy Perry. There's obviously something there.
Yeah.
What we'll never know, really. It's a pity. It's an absolute pity. Seemingly, I don't know, Katy Perry seemingly tried to get Taylor Swift's dancers for her tour and take them off Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Wow, that's how out of touch I am. I thought Katy Perry had said that.
No, and like all these things, you can't believe that they have to say these things. You have to take it with a pinch of salt. You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Oh, it's an insider.
And also an insider. Exactly. An insider.
Ah, okay.
I think it's a real pity that they're pitting Katy Perry and Taylor Swift against each other. I think it's really unhealthy.
Sorry. I love when they do insider. An insider can say anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure, like an insider, we could have an insider in this show. Yeah. An insider says that Chris, you know, likes to dance around naked in the studio.
Look, I can't go on record as saying this, but if any of the Irish outlets, be they, you know, traditional media, like as in print media or online, want to quote this, Bernard has been sexually harassing Keith from The Breakfast Show for years. And I mean really full on stuff. Like Keith finds it very uncomfortable. Keith can barely come to work. And, you know. Just thought I'd share that with you because I'm an insider. Okay, I thought she said that. Okay, it's not so cool if she hadn't said it. I was like, wow, this is like the rap world. They're going to start beefing with each other. There's going to be fights. But all right.
But what annoys me as well is like, why does every video or song that Taylor Swift have, why does it have to be about something in her personal life?
Yeah, that's
the media
true,
make it about something in her personal life as well. And it's really tedious and it's really boring. And you kind of have to hand it to Taylor Swift. She is an incredible pop artist. She's gone from country to pop and fair play to her. And Katy Perry in her own right is a great pop artist as well.
I was disappointed though. I thought we were getting really interesting. But anyway, there you go.
No, but they did this with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. They do this. They did
hate each other though, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They just pit women. No one will ever know. Neither of them came out to say, insiders said this and insiders said that. But like, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. You never know about these things.
Me and Kira hate each other.
Madonna and Lady Gaga. There's another one.
But they do go at each other.
No, Lady Gaga doesn't go at Madonna. It's Madonna that goes at Lady Gaga. And anyway, at the Met Ball recently, they were photographed together. So
Hey, two things really quick. Quickly, by the way, I noticed that Obama got onto Twitter.
Yes, finally.
And he apparently got like a million followers. Mm-hmm. I think Kira and I could get there. So I think we should give our Twitters a plug.
Okay.
My Twitter's at @HateChrisGreen. I don't think I've said it at all tonight. Kira's is at @IamKiraKing. At @HateChrisGreen is mine. At @IamKiraKing's is Kira's.
Yes, and you can also follow me on Instagram. Instagram.com/KiraKing.
Maybe we can get up to Obama's level. If you mean you never know.
You know what? We could,
we plug
Chris.
It enough. If we plug it enough, we could. But also, I thought I'd share this with you very quickly because it happened on Friday afternoon. So obviously we weren't in Friday afternoon. I think now is really the only time we're actually getting around to it. But did you hear about the flight? There was a British Airways flight from Heathrow to Dubai. Oh, it was on Saturday. Sorry. Yeah, it was Saturday afternoon. Did you hear about what happened on this?
No.
7-hour flight, Heathrow to Dubai. They had to turn around after 30 minutes into the flight because a guy made such a bad smell in the bathroom, people were getting sick.
Are you serious? Yeah.
A guy went to the bathroom. I mean, he really went to the bathroom, evidently. And apparently it was so unpleasant and noxious an odor that they actually had to turn the plane around and go back to Heathrow and clean the place because he had made such a bad smell. That's incredible, in fairness.
What on earth, right, must you have eaten for the smell to be that bad that you have to turn a plane around that's flying from, you know, England to the United Arabs? You know what I mean?
I actually had to wonder what must have been going on in that
There had to have been some problem with ventilation, Chris, or plumbing, or...
They claim it was this guy. They claim that it was because of the guy in the toilet that he had to turn around and, you know... And then they had to clean the place and all of that kind of stuff. And there was like people tweeting from it. Insane. Our BA flight to Dubai returned back to Heathrow because of a smelly poo in the toilet. 15 hours until next flight. So there you go.
But like the cost that it must...
Oh, huge! Enormous to do that with a plane. To miss your flight path and then go back and then book another one later. Oh, yeah. As in for the airline. That would be enormous.
And also the... massive pain in the ass for the passengers who had to wait 15 hours extra to go to Dubai.
Yeah.
That happens. Surely they lose a day. Let's say you're on a 5-day holiday to Dubai, you lose a day.
Because Dubai's ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, because a guy took a shit that smelt really bad.
Wow.
And they had to turn back. Sorry, I know that's
I don't know why you're laughing, because if you were on that flight, Chris, you would have gone mental.
Oh, I would have killed him. I would have been so annoyed. But anyway, there you go. I just thought I'd share that with Ollie. I hope you're all enlightened as a result of that. We get right down to some of the reasons as to what it is you are doing awake. Lots of very exciting stuff going on. Poor Trev in Longford. God,
this is a really tough text, Chris. So, you know, take your time reading it, okay?
Poor Trev in Longford says, I'm awake contemplating whether a Caribbean cruise, which I'll have loads of travel and sights to see, or a private house with a pool in the south of France where I can relax and unwind will be my holiday this year. Decisions. Ah,
Trev. Oh, that's a tough one, Trev.
You know, there's a lot of people going through a lot of hardships in Ireland at the moment. Unemployment cutbacks, you know, people being, you know, driven out of their houses, people not able to find places to live, all this kind of stuff. Trev, that is a dilemma that you're facing. I mean, that is a real dilemma. God bless you. I hope you're all right. I really do.
Honestly, Trev, I'd pick the private house, the pool in South France.
Yeah, I think so would I, because there's just less to do.
Yeah.
I hate French people, but I think that would be fun.
French people are amazing.
I think they're awful.
French people are brilliant.
No.
French people are sexy.
No.
They're open.
No.
They're really, they don't give a shit.
No.
I love their arrogance.
No. I just.
What is it, Chris?
It's just.
Maybe you see a lot of yourself.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I wish I was French. Someone says, being nosy with a fake profile on OkCupid. That's what has me awake. My ex is on here with a pic I took of him 6 years ago when he was thinner. Lol. Oh my God. Jenny, you are such a bitch. Oh my God, Jenny, what a bitch you are.
But, like, I can't believe that he used a photo that his ex-girlfriend took of him too. Do you know
also
what I mean?
6 years ago, you know?
Mm.
And it's when he was a little thinner. Let's put it that way.
So he's lying.
Yeah, definitely.
Lisa in Limerick is still awake because she had a grand cup of coffee too late and her mind can't stop thinking about work tomorrow and the mean people that she has to put up with. Oh, Lisa.
No.
I hear you.
Kira can identify with that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Willie texted in to say, there was another one here about someone who took pre-workout. Yeah, it says, I took too much pre-workout and I clearly didn't work out enough, so I'm lying in bed staring at the ceiling. Shane in Cork.
What's pre-work?
Well, pre-workout is basically, it's funny that, you know, that girl Lisa in Limerick took a cup of coffee and now can't sleep. Pre-workout is basically coffee times 20. That is the easiest way I can describe it. Pre-workout would be either a powder or a liquid, or even sometimes tablets, that you can take before you do a workout. But I mean before you do an insane workout.
Oh, okay.
And they can keep you going, but the problem is they keep you going too long. Like, literally, I had a mate who I know who used to take them, and he said even if he took a pre-workout at like 9, 10 a.m., sometimes that night at like 1, 2 a.m., he was still awake and his heart was still going. He was like, these things are crazy.
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, I mean, I think pre-workouts are fine if you know how to use them and if you're really using them in a proper context. But I think the problem is that a lot of people don't, and then a lot of people end up kind of not abusing them, but not working with them correctly either. So there you go. Someone says, Robin Wexford says, hi Chris and Kira, great show. I'm up here just having a wank thinking of my cousin who is female. Well, thank you, Robin Wexford. That's
thank
lovely.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. Someone says, just on the way home to Kells from Belfast, was a pleasure. It was great. Could you play Chemical Brothers Go? Well, Willie, there you go. That was on for you. Also, Pat says, driving to Furbo from Roscommon after working the races today. Well, there you go.
Somebody else is driving home from Kildare to Wexford. They say, joys of a long-distance relationship.
Kildare to Wexford.
Do you know what? At least you're in the same country.
Yeah, see, this is it.
I know
exactly.
That might make it any easier right now, but how much harder would it be if you're in a different country?
Yeah, exactly. Also, someone says, well, guys, Max here. It's my birthday today and I won't sleep for hours. Well, happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, Max.
Yes, absolutely. Also, Gavin, Martin, Damo, Dougal and Dino. What's happening, lads?
You sound like some happening guys.
Yeah, they're spinning around listening to us. They say no better station. Well, lads, I mean, of course not. Of course not. Also, Sinead is on her way to Portugal for the week. I hope you have an awful time, Sinead.
Sinead, have a fantastic time.
Sinead, I was looking at the airport website. All flights are cancelled.
They're not.
So turn back and go home.
Look, Sinead and her best friend are off to Portugal for a week, Chris. The least we could do is be happy for them, okay?
I can't be happy for anybody. If someone's getting something that I'm not getting, I'm just incapable of it. Nicholas says, well, guys, I'm awake studying for my final exams this week. Have a strong feeling Chris's voice saying, what the fuck is this, will be going through my mind a lot when I open the exam papers. Well, Nicola, that isn't me, but maybe that is what you'll be thinking, though. You'll be thinking,
what the fuck is this?
Well, look, good luck anyway. Hopefully it won't be that bad. And hey, look, if it is, whatever. You can always repeat, huh? I used to hate when people would say that to me, like as though that's a good idea. You know what I mean? Mm. Sure, there's always next year. Oh yeah, sure, that's great. That's what we're all aiming for.
I would advise people to try and not have to repeat in August because it completely ruins your summer.
Yeah.
And then there's so much pressure because I had to repeat psychology exams the first year.
I was lucky enough never to have to do it. I'd say it's awful.
It is awful. And I was in Edinburgh for that summer and I had to come back early and everything. And I didn't even want to do psychology for my degree.
You just had to do it as one of the subjects.
Yeah. Ugh.
Roisin says, guys, I'm awake studying for exams this week and it's my B-day tomorrow. This happens every year. I think my parents planned this as a cruel joke.
I don't think so.
I love how dramatic that is. So, this is all my parents' fault. Like, I mean...
Good luck with your exams, Roisin and Quirk.
Exactly.
And Chris, we have to give a big shout out to poor Dermot. He's in Dublin. He says, I'm driving home after being given the road by the now ex.
Oh, no. Poor Dermot. That was probably also Roisin's parents' fault somehow as well. Probably, you know. But look, how about this? How about we get a review of the show from Kira? Because here's what happens. Every evening we finish the show with the national anthem, but also with a review of the show from Kira. So I would ask now that if it's safe to do so, that you would stand wherever you are, not for the national anthem, but for the review that Kira is about to give. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Yes. Well, we started the show playing the win back your license fee with the lovely Emer, who nearly won back her license fee. We wrapped off to Jay-Z's Izzo, and Chris was like a young hove and knocked it out of the park, aka he won. I might as well have just packed up and gone home. There I Said It Tonight involved lots of sexual texts, from threesomes to shouts of pump it. We talked about a survey of the top five male and female list of the most unfaithful names. Chris made the cut.
Yeah.
We discussed the beef between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. We also talked about a flight from the UK to Dubai, which had to turn back because of one man's toilet shenanigans. And then, of course, we finished the show asking the wonderful Irish public what it is they're doing awake.
That sounds like an amazing show.
It was incredible, Chris.
For myself, Chris, goodbye from Kier.
Goodbye.
Kira. 2FM.